done in the phases, but that will be one project identifier on that instead of the three we have now or adding a four.
Corey kind of made the motion, but as part of what Devin and I have been talking, you gave me a list of projects that are on your list that likely are never going to happen. So I printed out a bunch of these that was going to be your homework assignment for the day. Go through each of your districts and make sure these projects are still legitimate. If you want to take them off, if you want to change them. So, I mean, I can go ahead and add that for the next meeting, but then at the next meeting, I was thinking you guys would bring back comments on this and we update it at the end. So, we're going to do it all for an update. It's the two meetings from now, we're going to get the 86 on and address the...
We need the 86 on, because these guys need to be able to show that before our next meeting.
Yeah.
Especially with active hearings like this going on, you can create a whole new district. Well, you need some basis of support that you can point to and the documentation.
I'm not nearly as good at this as you are, Rick, but if with the motion that you've made, then as long as we vote in favor of that today, when he needs to check the box yes or no, it's a yes, right? As long as whether we actually have it.
It's on the record. He's
okay,
it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Second boss, motion.
Okay, so we have a motion, a second, as Rick described, to combine the three 86 projects and then incorporate from the bridge to the airport for 86, all as one. Any discussion? See none of those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion will carry.
One thing about the safety implications, you can use the engineering assessment for tools you got to project this increased traffic flow that's going to be coming on with all this development out there.
And that's a factor. You might not think about this, but I'll bet you if Travis calls Great River, who are you the project?
I'm the transportation team lead, so...
Okay, so right there's your man. He's done a lot of research on the safety.
He's got a lot of traffic data for 86.
So, yes and no. I mean, basically, the safety factor in these accounts for 30% of the score. Within that safety factor, 50% of it's based on crash data. So those numbers I can't really...
That's change. Much.
The other 50% I can't.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we can get that score somewhat up, but like I said, that's only 30% of it. All the rest of it, especially tying in the airport, efficient movement of the parade, a bunch of that stuff, that's scoring pretty high. So
great.
I can do some, but I can't project future crash.
Sure. And we want to make sure on the record that this does include the capacity improvements and intersection improvements, geometric improvements, that we're going to be able to help that Dollar General corner there a little bit.
We looked at geometric improvements for all the curves and verticals and horizontals through there. So to what extent fully, I'm not 100% aware, but I know that we've got that in the cost.
Well, we're pretty certain it won't make it worse. So I would say anything you guys do should be a plus there. And then that will give us some flexibility to continue to work on the 86 projects as funding becomes available, as political will becomes available, and economic imperatives become available. We'll already have that. So, anyway, I feel pretty good about that. And how long should we believe that it will take to get minutes from this meeting?
Just I can
get him
packed up
for you
this end of the week.
Okay, so.
I'll leave a card with
her. Okay, perfect. And Shwari, do you need this stuff too, or you don't?
I think if they have it.
Yeah. We'll include it in the application.
Okay. You okay? Done?
All right.
Other team, okay?
The rest of the team? This team?
Johnny's team.
Oh, Johnny's team? I believe they're okay. I mean, their hair's on fire about a million things, so.
I mean, we think we've got a good application because of the economic development factor, about everything that they've got going on down there. That is 40% of the scoring for this particular cost share application, so we're feeling good about it. And the scoring guidelines are pretty subjective. If you look at that published on the website, so it's hard to know exactly how it's scored because they don't give you a defined point range for what you get. So, but we think that the data that we can show on the application will help us score higher.
That's really a fig leaf for we'll do what we want. That's what the not defined scores are.
I was looking to say it.
Oh, well. Sometimes I've been in the business now, I'm just saying. Okay.
Ron, you had mentioned last meeting about the priority list being on the website. It is. It has been. But we had talked last time about doing some cleanup. I would like to maybe do that today because then we get it cleaned up. We then have to take it to the county commission, get them to okay it, and then update from there.
And to Rick's point about 86, you maybe want to do the same thing with 248. There's 3-4 projects on here for Highway 248. So you try to combine them before or if you want.
And then one thing I recall from the last meeting about cleaning up the website. If you go on there, there's a reference to a meeting date and time specific for this committee. It's incorrect. Wrong day, wrong time. So that needs to be an item of the website issue.
On the calendar?
Not on the calendar. It's on the
agenda?
On the for this committee, the section of this committee. I recall it was a wrong day or a wrong day or something. Wrong day, I think. That's an edit item, not a major one. That is, people are trying to attend it.
Yeah, it has its words every month. It should be every other.
You're right. It should be with what our current protocol is. And it may have been something else that affected it. It needs to be looked at
again. Devin, you want to go down this list and just call them out and say, Canyon County Expressway is a current project. And then we can just say yes or no. And I think each of us can speak to our own districts.
Hey, number one, the expressway.
Yes, it's still a project.
Yep, and it is in motion. Number two, 76 Boulevard.
Yep, it's under design right now. Great River Engineering is the engineer lead on it.
Number three, Missouri 165, Missouri 76 to 265. Capacity?
I would say yes, it probably still is.
Yeah, but wouldn't that be one to?
That's a no-brainer deal.
To maybe bump the 86 at least up to the.
Oh yeah, below the Canyon County Expressway. I don't know. I guess Keith, you can say where Country Boulevard is, but Country Music Boulevard, but
that's true.
Yeah, but
it's happening.
Put 86
it's
right up in those top three.
Yeah.
If we can get the scores to merit that, 86 needs to be.
Yeah, so it would be expressway, strip, 86, or those would be the three top projects on our list.
Yes.
So if you don't do these, if you just say that seems high or something, I'll go back and kind of check the numbers. We intentionally set this up to where it's not all just people's opinions. Do what I can.
Number four, US 160 widening through Forsyth.
Definitely still needs to happen.
Yeah. Number five, Missouri 76 and Lakeshore Drive. I'll vouch for that one.
Yeah.
Wreck after wreck after
yeah.
wreck. Number six, arterial connector to Birch to Maple.
Actually,
that should be part of the number one.
That should be part of number one. So six and one should be combined.
Number seven, Rockaway Beach and US 160 intersection.
Needs it someday.
Yeah.
Well, that's the one. I mean,
especially at that curve.
They fixed. MoDOT made the repair. which in turn made it much more dangerous, and the accidents have almost doubled since. So.
No, I think that would be the one at F and 160. This one here would be to where you actually turn to go to Rockaway Beach.
By Tanto, right?
No.
Tanco, yeah, the one by Tanco.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
No, it'd be.
Because 170. Yeah, because 176 hits it right there at the Marion Woods city limit sign, and then.
They've got a pretty good.
Okay.
They've got a big island.
I got it backwards.
The west side.
Yeah.
Which.
Now, this actually is the one at my Tanco. I think the other one's on the list somewhere too, if I remember.
Yeah, it's 25.
Okay, number 8, business route 65, highway 76 to North Birch.
You know, we've got preliminary engineering on that. That's the two lane through downtown Hollister. I think we can take that off the list for right now. I really do. What's going to happen here is, if we're not careful and we don't sacrifice feelings, mm-hmm. they're all going to stay on. So, what the thing that is the determinant on that is the railroad overpass and the Turkey Creek Bridge and Business 65 in downtown Austin. And MoDOT is not going to widen those to three lanes. So there's that matter. They should do the rest of the time. It's not going to mean what it is.
And I'm not sure who is for District 4, but...
That's me.
Okay, but in all likelihood, I mean, the Rockaway Beach and the 160 intersection, like I said, it's worse, but they've fixed it to make it that way. I don't know that they're going to okay, sorry, we made a mistake, and come back and do anything to that, you know, but... So I don't know if it necessarily... Because technically, the project's been completed since we... Yeah. You know, so I don't know if it needs to necessarily...
And keep in mind that these, like that one specifically, that was pre-fixed when we set this up. So they did some work on it, but nothing like, ever changed on it. And we decided to leave it on the list because nobody exactly was fixed.
That's true.
So if I go back and actually update it, crash data may be completely different. So may go up, may go down. But this is, I mean, all these are ranked based on 8, 10 years ago, whatever it was, that
yeah.
crash data. So,
want to keep it on there,
we can.
I'm
just
going to
see if stuff needs updated, too.
Okay, number 9, US 65 upgrade to freeway standards. They're working on a portion of it now, adding accelerator lanes, intersection improvements, guardrail. But
that's MoDOT's long-term
nothing,
funding.
Nothing on our end.
But didn't we need that?
And MoDOT's got a whole program and got right. the funding going
forward. I was thinking, similar to this 86, I thought that it needed to...
And on the MoDOT system, that score is really high because it includes Christian County, part of Greene County. So when you get it into the MoDOT system, it really scores. That's why it's...
That's why it was on here a couple of years ago. I came in saying that was one of their priorities.
Right, we needed it.
So I think we better leave that one on.
Number 10, Branson Hills and Town Center Drive intersection.
Now, Keith, this is one we added a couple of meetings ago when you weren't here. In your absence, we had some discussion. But I had a package that we had some background information, but mm-hmm. there's this developed to give to you. Okay. It contains all the handouts that we discussed and talked about. But all the new businesses that are online there, including the new KFC right across from that intersection, further complicated it. And apparently upon the data, safety data, what drove it up so high, we were surprised when we came back here and saw the list the next meeting that it went up to that number 9 position. But that it is what it is, and that's what that was to address. And we're hopeful that when you mentioned you were going to come to about your longer range plan that you were mm-hmm. developing, that this might be integrated into that somehow.
If they ever go through with it's kind of interesting. Everything I've seen and read is about that sand going in out there beside Walmart, you know. and that'd be